Hi, my name is Eric, and I am the Executive Director of Flash Food LLC. We are a mobile application and website to fight hunger and reduce food waste.
Here's the problem. Every day, leftover uneaten food from restaurants, hotels, and conventions is thrown away because the infrastructure does not exist to donate food that is ready to eat right now. In the United States, this is as much as 30 billion pounds annually. At the same time, hundreds of millions around the world do not have enough to eat, and an increasing number of them live in cities near where this food is going to waste. The Flash Food Recovery Network, powered by our mobile app and website, can connect leftover food with those who need it most.
When you take your software, your big project, and actually show it to real customers, real users for the first time, the people whose lives will be impacted by the work you're doing, that's when the rubber meets the road. That's when you find out if your big idea really is going to work.
Flash Food was contacted by Le Cordon Bleu Chef.
And we'd like to go meet with her and see if maybe their organization has extra food they'd be able to donate to Flash Food, whether they'd be able to share Flash Food with their chefs, so when their chefs go and work at restaurants, we're able to spread Flash Food throughout the valley to restaurants all over.
The cool thing about Flash Food is we have this model where we can go into the community and we can redistribute it right then, right there. But if it's during a more predictable hour, if we're going to like a homeless shelter or a woman's shelter or something, the bigger pans can be used. So we could work with the donor
sure.
on the logistics of that.
I think the secret to this program, Flash Food, is that it connects in real time people that have food resources and have the desire, the commitment, the passion to get it into the hands of people who need that product. I guess I'm more amazed at the fact that no one ever came up with this idea before.
We'd love to meet with you guys further
Good.
And actually make this happen.
Debrief of Cordon Bleu.
17 in the US and then they're international.
I mean, this is a really big name organization.
It
so
is.
if we can make this partnership happen, we should. So what we need then is Maricopa County Health Board to be totally on board with what we're doing.
I'm Betty Mathis, and I'm the Chief Executive Officer for Westlake Community Center and for Westlake Health Center. This is what I would consider an empty pantry. Our need for emergency food, for our families who need emergency food,
mm-hmm.
has tripled in this year.
Wow.
From January to June from what it was a year ago.
How many people do you feed on a monthly basis?
Oh, we will feed probably, I would say, 80 families, which could be as many as 250 people a month.
Wow. So do the people that you serve come directly from the area surrounding Wesley?
No, they come from 48 different zip codes.
Wow.
Yes.
And they come all the way out here to get the emergency food.
They come all the way here to get the emergency food.
Wow.
And a lot of them will call. It's word of mouth because mm-hmm. we don't advertise this at all. Yeah, and once the word gets out on how you figure out how you want to market this kind of thing, there are going to be a lot of folks who will be signing up.
Next time on The Quest, Team Flash Food knows they can code their app. We'll find out if they can sell their big idea.